Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Windy City Queercast, show number 35. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Ilyena Lydia Mirakov.
Are you?
Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
That's Helen Mirren's real name.
Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. Hey, she just won the Best Actress
did.
At the Venice Film Festival. She and Ben Affleck for playing George Reeves in the new Hollywoodland, and she for playing Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
And that princess died. She ruined our line. And The Queen, which is coming out, the new Stephen Frears film, which I announced last week on one of our queer casts, that they got a 15-minute standing ovation.
Yep.
And now Helen Mirren, Dame Helen Mirren. Could she just be waiting at home in the bed with me?
Oh, I knew I was going to get you to blush by saying that.
Say her name again.
Oh, Ilyena Lydia Mironov.
Oh, I love it. I'm in love with her.
AKA Helen Mirren.
How is your week going? You look glossy and happy.
I'm shining.
I know what you did last night, so tell us.
Mm-hmm. I went to see Mariah Carey at the United Center.
This week.
I am so impressed that, number one, the sound was incredible. This is the first time I've heard a concert at the United Center actually sound good.
Oh, really?
So they did something new. There's a new panels along the top or something. I don't know. For some of it, but she was just at one end of the stadium for most of it. So I was really impressed. She sounded great. She looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
She didn't look too skinny.
She looked emancipated.
Oh, she looked just incredible. I mean, Mimi was on.
Awesome.
And she was dancing. She sang all songs. As far as I could tell, she sang every song but two. She only lipped two songs, but I wasn't mad at her because she was hoofing it around. She was dancing. She had phenomenal backup singers. You know, Mariah Carey was a backup singer. That's how she got her start. She also gave birth to Kelly Price and all these other fantastic R&B stars out there. So her backup singers tore it the fuck up. I was so impressed with how good and how clear and crisp they sounded. It was just a fun show. I haven't had that much fun at a concert. We had pretty good seats. We were up high, but we got to see everything. One of our industrious people brought binoculars.
Yeah.
So we got to look in Mariah Carey's cracks and bits and pieces. She had, you know, she was last night.
She taped in.
She was held
taped
down.
Up, taped
held
in, down.
Painted
held
for
down.
The back row, let me tell you. And real quick, she was, they showed a clip of it on the, I think it was the Channel 7 News here in Chicago. And Ron Majors was like, and apparently Mariah Carey lost her luggage too, because she basically wore bra and panties the entire show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, she had some dresses, but the most part she was wearing like this bra and these little mini hot pants and a caftan, a gauzy caftan running around. It was so fabulous. Mimi, you rock. She just sounded so good. She sang a lot of flashbacks. She sang a lot of old. I can't stop
I'm
talking
so
about
glad
it.
You got to go. Fantastic. And got to see you. Because you were all on the Windy City Radio telling us that CD was the CD of the year. And
absolutely.
You were so excited about it. And
it's just so worth it. It was so worth it.
That so
I love
fantastic.
Getting perks.
It felt good.
Well, also announced this week, besides the fact of the big winners, the Venice Film Festival, the Kennedy Center honors were announced, and there's some really amazing people. And my favorite, I mean, I can obviously mention a bunch of them, but the one that I am most excited about is, of course, and I think she's a dame too, Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
That's my idol, is going to be given a Kennedy Center honor. And I always think those people as being so old, sometimes they can't stand up, but they're starting to get younger. They're starting to get younger
absolutely.
These days. And but Steven Spielberg, Dolly Parton, Smokey Robinson, Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's going to be a very gay old time, you know?
Oh, honey, the dancing. Oh.
And Zubin Mehta from the conductor.
Really, the conductor.
So it's going to be really amazing. There'll be some great music and so
do they say when it's going to be? Do they say when it's going to be?
They tape it now. I don't think it's normally until I always think it's near the end of the year.
So we've eaten turkey already.
December 3rd.
Yeah. Okay. So we just eat turkey and then we get to see
turkey.
Well, you know.
And then we see it.
You're finishing the leftovers and that's how it works.
Yeah. And then the other thing that was really funny that I read this week is already is that David Guest. Oh, dear Lord. David Guest. David Guest. No, he's hanging out in Memphis there for a little while with all my Memphis friends. No, he really wasn't hanging out with them, but he was in Memphis. He was came down there and tried to kind of take over Memphis.
Estrange.
But the Estrange husband of Liza Minnelli, Liza with a Z, he is trying to, he wants to set aside the prenuptial agreement because he's saying that she just lied, and that not only was she an alcoholic, but she hid that she had herpes.
Oh my God. David Guest.
I'm glad that that's all she's gotten from that posse of men that she's been with.
Honey.
It's a case of herpes.
She's seen a lot more action than me, let me tell you.
Lord, oh Lord. But we love the Liza. So,
yes,
David Guest,
do.
You are bizarre man.
Oh, he needs
bizarre
to be nice. He needs to be nice. Man. You know, speaking of David Guest, the brat was there. She made an appearance last night. And the brat and David Guest were seen like Frenching in that weird picture.
Oof.
I don't know if you ever saw that. Yeah. It was so bizarre seeing them like quote unquote dating together. But I think she likes the girls. So we like the brat.
Who's the brat?
Ugh, you are so white.
Who is the brat?
She's a rap star.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't know.
Duh, Brad. D-A
is with
Brad.
David Guest?
She was in these crazy pictures. Y'all saw them on the internets. All of you listening saw those pictures on the internets because every fag I know was sending them to every other fag.
That's
was
so bizarre.
I might have to look at my emails.
All right, look in your emails.
It was real crazy.
And also, everybody knows that this was the first official week this whole week. It's almost ended, I guess, kind of quietly with some silent protests and some signs, but there is no longer a Fields in the city of Chicago or anywhere else. It is RIP. Now it is Macy's, and though we love our New York brothers and sisters, it just seems like not home to me. And our old Jim Bennett from Windy City Radio, he was, Gayco, the gay troupe within Second City, they had done a song from their holiday show, Farewell to Fields. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's getting downloaded a whole lot now on the website. But how do you feel about that? Does it matter to you? Are you going to go in the store still as long as it's in where it is, prime location? Or
I'm interested in kind of the subtleties of what's going to change because I love to eat at Marshall Fields and I've always loved to eat at Marshall Fields.
Yep.
And the Walnut Room is like from when I was a little tiny baby. It was a very tradition. I love taking tea on Sundays.
Yep.
I'm a big old woman. It's real nice in there. So I don't know how any of that is going to change. And that's what worries me the most is not really the shopping because I don't shop there a lot. I still will patronize the business because it's a business downtown and I work downtown. But I hope that some of the cultural things that it has provided, the food, the Christmas windows, I hope that comes out good. You know, Carson Perry Scott is completely leaving the street. I don't know if you knew that.
I did hear that.
Just down the block. They've completely sold because it's too old to maintain. It's too much money to maintain that building. So I think that the landscape of downtown is definitely changing, especially because we're going to have this new building in the Gallery 37 lot, which they're already tearing up and really starting to work on.
Well, and the theater boom that's going on.
Absolutely.
And we want to say that we hope that you're continuing to enjoy our new little political pundit, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And that is the actress Christine Werney from Chicago's cast. And
so brilliant.
We're so happy to have her be a regular feature every queer cast that you'll hear, except for those little special editions. We are thrilled to have her with us. So Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, a part of our family.
And to plug the show just for a minute, because I have actually seen it. And if you have not taken the time to go see it, bring your friends, grab a couple buddies. It's just so fun. It's such a light theater evening. You don't even really know that the time passes and you're in there for a couple hours.
And I think children over 10 can totally come, but there's jokes that go way over their head and
but
parents
they'll still
will
have
love
fun.
It. Oh, they'll have a blast.
And I remember there was candy being thrown out in the office.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a fun time. And I mean, we're starting to approach the holiday season. People are coming into town.
It's a great family show.
Take them to see the Spelling Bee. It's so much fun. So there we go. I'm done plugging that show.
It's a good one though. We both love it.
Absolutely.
And hey folks, tonight, what we have on the show today, tonight, in the middle of the night, whenever you're listening to the show.
Would that I had an accordion.
Would that I had an accordion. Yes, we have her on Pigs. We have on Judy Tenuta is going to be with us. She's the love goddess, to all you pigs. And this is the first time I have interviewed Judy probably 3 times. And I am so excited because we're going to be able to say fuck. And I'm just going to tell her, girl, let your colors run free. Like, do what you want to do. She is the consummate. She's a consummate dominatrix, and I love her.
I can't imagine. You know, I remember seeing her when I was younger.
With a fabulous wig collection.
Oh, my God.
She has amazing wigs.
She was doing the Pepsi commercials.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And to get all the bubbles in the bottle, you got to push real hard. She was, and that was the first way I saw her. And then I saw her do some stand-up on VHS tape.
Well, she got some new stand-up coming out on HBO. We're going to talk all about it. So, big show with that. Plus, of course, our Jerry Potter's picks and Peter always tells you about your giveaway.
Yeah, we're going to have some giveaway stuff. We're going to have tickets to see Three Dog Night. So, stay tuned to us for how to get those. And we'll be back after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Mr. Nudist Colony Activity Coordinator.
Wearing nothing but a whistle and a clipboard, you're living the real American dream. Getting paid to think up fun things to do naked.
Running free.
Sure, there's danger. Vinyl chairs, sunburns, chafage, and lawn darts completely out of the question.
Watch out now.
Your keen instincts tell you to stick to activities that involve lots of bouncing and jiggling. And if that doesn't work, who cares? You're all naked.
It's your birthday.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, nudie boy. Because we all know, when the going gets tough, the tough get naked.
The nudist colony activity.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Can you spell hilarious? See the bee everyone's buzzing about. For tickets, visit SpellingBeeTheMusical.com/Chicago.
This is Logan Schwartz-Sangrubinier from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's bee in my bonnet. This bee is as rude as kicking Pluto out of the solar system. Much to my dismay, a handful of scientists have voted that Pluto is no longer a planet. Not only is this a tragic case of discrimination, it is also a classic case of low voter turnout. Out of 2,500 astronomers, only 350 bothered to vote. So my dads and I refuse to accept this. At our house, Pluto is still a planet. Al Gore is president. And snakes are not allowed on planes. Sheesh! This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's the bee in my bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at SpellingBeeTheMusical.com/Chicago.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news. In Jerusalem, JTA.org is reporting that officials with Jerusalem Open House said they submitted the petition Monday with the Association for Civil Rights in Israel after a proposed gay pride parade date was refused. Police didn't respond to requests for several alternate dates. Police officials have said the initial proposed date in September was too close to the holidays. Quote, "We are demanding that the police protect our freedom of speech and right of assembly and not submit to violent threats," said Noah Sateth, incoming director of Jerusalem Open House, a center for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people that is trying to organize the march.
And in San Francisco, the group Out for Immigration is working with gay rights and immigration groups to promote a bill that would let gay Americans sponsor their foreign partners for immigration. The Washington Blade reported, Out for Immigration has championed the Uniting American Families Act during several immigration rallies in California.
In Strasbourg, two straight sisters from Wiltshire, England that have been together all their lives want gay rights. They are seeking protection under the Civil Partnership Act, which recently brought inheritance laws for gay couples in line with those of straight couples. Under the new law, an inheritance from a spouse or partner would not be taxable. The sisters are fearing that should one of them die, the other will pay a hefty inheritance tax, and thus are seeking the same exemptions that apply to civil partners and married couples. The European Court of Human Rights was set to hear the case on Thursday.
And Marvel Comics will no longer use the warnings max or explicit for comics with lead gay characters. This according to glad.org. Joe Quesada, editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, stated that these warning labels came about because of negative attention Marvel got for its 2003 Western series featuring the gay character Rawhide Kid. And hey, folks, that's it for the news. But now we're going to toss it to Jerry Nunn for Jerry's Potter's Picks.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Potter, and for this week, this is Jerry Potter's Picks. This weekend, we are celebrating Mexican Independence Day. My picks this week are all about the Latino way of life. Quinceañera won the Audience Award at Sundance. I saw this week and loved the hot macho Latino played by Jesse Garcia. Go to www.landmarktheaters.com for showtime. Paulina Rubio has a new CD coming out. I heard the remix of Ni Una Sola Palabra. Her website is www.paulinarubio.com to hear the fun new song. GoToday.com allows you to book trips, plan flights, hotels, find tours all together. I've used them to go to Peru, Brazil, and Argentina. That's go-today.com to plan your tour for this fall or summer. Locally, we have the Association for Latino Men for Action. It has an event this September 30th at Flat Pile Gallery, where Nick Barbaros from Project Runway will be appearing in Local Latino Designers Compete. Go to almachicago.com for more information. Well, if these Jerry Potter picks don't make you thirsty for Corona, I don't know what will. Viva Mexico!
Something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning.
What does it take to get into the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee? It takes confidence.
I'm taking it all. You're all going down.
It takes dedication.
I only sleep 3 hours a night.
It takes family values.
I'd just like to thank my fathers for teaching me that being an adopted, half-Jewish, mixed-race child with two gay dads is all it's cracked up to be.
And now, it only takes one phone call to get into Chicago's very own production of Broadway's Tony Award-winning musical comedy. Spelling Bee is now playing at the Drury Lane Theater, Water Tower Place. So call 312-902-1400 or go to Broadway in Chicago. Go.com today.
Putnam County Spelling.
This program is brought to you in part by LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy?
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
And hey folks, it's time for your giveaway right here on Windy City Queercast. I've got a bunch of pairs of tickets to see Three Dog Night at the House of Blues on September 21st. It's going to be right here in Chicago. If you're interested in winning tickets to see Three Dog Night at the House of Blues on the 21st, shoot us an email, wcmgpromo@aol.com.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacation packages at aa.com/rainbow.
A singer goes on singing like a song is her best friend.
Hi, this is Linda Etter, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
Here's the rainbow.
a deal. I'm the goddess of love, and I will make you squeal. When I say jump, you better say how high. If you're real good, you can lick my thigh. I can judge the quick and the dead, because above all, baby, I'm...
With two Smash Comedy Grammy Award-nominated CDs, Attention Butt Pirates and Lesbitarians, and In Goddess We Trust, Judy Tenuta is the love goddess that we all adore. As the Aphrodite of the accordion or the bondage goddess that calls us her pigs, she is one of our idols, and she is a huge fan of the GLBT community. We are just as sick as she is. How are you, Miss hey. Judy Tenuta?
Talking to you guys, because as you know, you are my love slave. And of course, you know, Chicago is my hometown. I love Chicago. I love Chicago. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you love most about Chicago, Judy? What do you miss when you're not here?
Well, of course, you know, I love Michigan Avenue. By the way, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Do.
Ooh, dish.
One of my first, very, very first jobs, I was only 20 years old, and I worked at the Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive. It's now something else, but it was the Holiday Inn, and I was a singing waitress, 20
oh my God.
Years old. I was like a hot little virginette, dancing on tables, and what I would do... I would dance and sing, and, you know, they told us we had to get the drinks out to the customers before we could dance and sing. I said, so I figured out anybody, no matter what drinks, there were all these conventioners, no matter what drink they asked for, I would get them a vodka and orange juice, you know, a screwdriver, because then I could just get the order real easily, and I'd just serve them the drinks and jumped at the table, and I'd be dancing and singing, and the guys would go, wait a minute, I don't know if I ordered this, and I go, oh, just shut up, you know, I'm dancing. So that job lasted for about 6 months, but I will never forget it. It was a lot of fun.
Now, do you think that you gave birth to the Judaism way of being in those early Holiday Inn days?
You know, at that time, yeah, very shortly after that, I started stand-up. So at that time, I was still a little bit of a delicate flower. and then I started to realize, wait a minute, excuse me, I'm a goddess.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. When did the accordion come into your life? Was that when you discovered you were a goddess when you started playing the accordion?
The accordion was very young because it was my mom's IUD, so I popped out wearing it. Obviously, it didn't work. She had 9 children. Goodbye, Virgin Mary!
So you come from a quite a large family. I mean, was it just always comedy time at your house?
Oh, my God. First of all, I don't think anybody heard a word I said until I was 18. Primate house. It was always screaming and yelling. My brothers were really loud Cubs fans, you know, big sports guys.
Yeah.
And I was like this delicate flower strapped in my closet playing my accordion. They never knew what the hell I was doing. They would always go, oh, where's Judy? Where's Judy? And then I popped out being a love goddess.
There you go. You
can some damn attention and they would figure it out.
I think that you were probably doing the like Fellini type soundtrack to the primal 9-child family situation in which you were in.
Oh my God. No, but it was, but don't get me wrong. It was a lot of fun too.
I'm sure holidays are still a hoot by your house. They must be.
Well, you know, it's getting smaller, but when we were kids, we would have huge Thanksgivings because all my aunts and uncles would come over. It's like you needed a name tag, you know? I go, excuse me, we're the city of Chicago, hello. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun, and yes, the accordion was mandatory as a child. My other brothers were told to take it, my brothers Bosco, but they never showed any aptitude for it. They were much better at stuffing people in trunks.
Oh, that's love right there.
Yes, they became the magicians and she became the love goddess. I love that.
Right, Amy.
Hey, so Judy, tell us about your new special that's going to be on HBO the month of September, One Night Stand.
Oh, One Night Stand. Well, actually, this is a special that I recorded quite a while ago, but it happens to be Judy month. Even though my birthday's in November, they're showing my special for this whole month on the comedy HBO comedy, which is on my HBO network. It's 307, but I don't know what channel it is in Chicago or, you know.
Around the world where people are listening to this.
Around the world, but it is HBO, it's called HBO Comedy. Because now there's lots of different segments of HBO, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a network with multiple networks. They're becoming better than the interplanetary solar system, you know.
They're more carnivorous than Animal Planet. Yeah, and I just want to remind people, if they have any questions about Judaism or where the goddess will be appearing or when I will perform my next miracle, they should look on my website, judytenuta.com.
It's an awesome website. I love your website.
Honey.
I was just on it. Hey, so are you a Scorpio now if your birthday's in November?
Yeah, my birthday is November 7th.
Oh, that explains so much.
Oh, that crazy Scorpio blood you've got. No wonder. Thank God somebody gave you an accordion. You could have been squeezing on that energy on somebody.
You could have been crushing boys left and right.
Well, she was.
Well, you know, the thing is, if I weren't a love goddess and making people laugh, I think I would be a serial killer, which we wouldn't want.
No, it'd be Judy the Dom. I'm sure you'd just be like whipping people left and right. It'd be fabulous.
I would be.
She already does that, Peter. She
oh, okay.
I do it in fun. I mean, you know, I but then I do get serious letters from even from guys in Israel going, oh, goddess, please, I'm coming over there. Will you whip me senseless?
I see these on these websites about you. You know, people are commenting. They're right into the power of the whole Judaism.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's the little...
As your book says.
It's the little Japanese men. They just want you to beat them. Beat them. Beat them.
Yeah. What is up with that? They love it. They love it. I don't know, but it's cool. They told me I'm like a little Japanese cartoon to them. piano.
You know, Peter is fluent in Japanese, so you should probably go on the road with Peter and he could kind of guide you through this. He could be your agent through all these. You could make some money on the side with this, Judy.
Because, you know, Peter, you have the gaydar.
I do.
And he has the gaydar.
I do. I have the gaydar. Although it doesn't work so good in Japan. I was hitting on straight boys left and right. Maybe with your help, the love goddess's help, it'll work in Japan.
Yes, I think it could work in Japan. Although I just think, like in England, all men are gay there. I think all men in Japan and all men in England are gay, or yeah. At least they're very happy and very, very animated.
Yeah, they don't punch.
They all seem like that to me. Hugh Grant seems gay. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow's husband, Coldplay guy.
Oh, no, isn't it
gay?
True, like,
Madonna's husband, gay. They've all got to be gay.
Robbie Williams,
that's why they
gay.
All go. All those powerful women go to England to get their men.
Yep.
Okay, how about this? Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowling Ball. Both
gay men, really.
Okay. And then you've got people like Queen Elizabeth, who's like a little butch dyke. I mean, come on. Who's
and Queen
gay?
Anne. Come on. Queen Anne was the...
Oh, my God. I can't even handle it. And Fergie, a little dykelet. Little Dykeless here.
But I like little Fergie. Fergie can be one of us. I like her. The rest of them, I'm not sure I want.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And those women, all the women over there are dominatrixes and all the men are little femme fruits trying to get their teeth fixed.
They're love slaves.
And they seem to have better sex than we do, so maybe we should take a lesson from them.
you know what I heard is they all love to wear vinyl. They love, you know what? They love to wear vinyl and chains and big fat. What are those Doc shoes? Is it Doc?
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens.
I thought you were going to say big fat dildos. I swear to God, that's where I thought this was going.
It's
Judy.
Because of the rain, honey. It's the rain. The vinyl is useful in all the rain.
They always strap one on. Get ready for that.
Hey, Judy, what do you think of the new news that came out recently that Whitney Houston is finally getting divorced from Bobby Brown? Who has been the pig there and who's been the love slave? Is there any potential for our Whitney Houston?
I don't think you know about this. At the Big N 05 Awards, Bobby Brown was there, and he immediately started hitting on me. I go, dude, aren't you married to one of my singing idols? Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm just having fun, and you know, you're the goddess. And I'm like, dude, I'm not interested in you. You know, I like that song. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. They say I'm so. I'm not surprised.
Well, I think it's going to be big, big, big news. You know, there's so many changes that are going on in Hollywood, and I want to talk a little bit about something that's been going on in your career. You recently were in this film, Material Girls, with Hilary Duff, and I just want to know what your take is on this new young Hollywood star, like the Lindsay Lohan, the Paris Hilton, and whatever her offspring sister is.
They're all highly medicated. They're highly medicated, and they party all night. So I hear they don't show up on set very coherent. And Paris Hilton, luckily for her, she has no career outside of being famous, so she doesn't have to show up on a set.
Yeah. Well, she just released a CD, though, so...
Yeah, she pays people to be fabulous, though.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Two gerbils and a beached whale. Okay, wow. Yeah, nobody's buying it, okay?
But you just recently produced and starred in a film called Desperation Boulevard, where you play a former child star. What do you think is the tragedy of the child star? Because, I mean, these girls are like women childs to me.
Well, you know, you see people like the biggest, you know, I think the quintessential one is someone like Gary Coleman, who now works as a security officer at Blockbuster, okay?
Yep.
I mean, hello. I actually, this is the story on that, I actually invited him to be in my film, and he said, well, I'm busy. I go, oh, yeah, I guess there's a lot of shoplifters at Blockbuster that you have to cuff. Yeah, he's a mountain hog. He likes to smell my feet. He's a mountain hog. He never gets enough heat. Yeah, Gary Coleman, yeah, turned down Desperation Boulevard so he could be a security guard at Blockbuster. Good career move, troll.
So who else is in your movie?
Oh, well, we've got Weird Al, whom I love. Oh. And by the way, I have a little secret for you. I will be in Al's new video. It's called White and Nerdy. It's coming out on MTV. I play a quick scene, his girlfriend, in one of the scenes. It's really fun. I look like a 1950s girl.
What color hair do you have?
I have red in a big flip.
Oh, yay for the Varga girl.
Oh, it's so awesome. Oh, I have to ask you guys a question. Now, as you know, I'm going to be playing the College of DuPage there.
Yes.
You are. You're going to be here on September 30th at the MAC, we like to call it, the College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn. And people can find information at the MAC, MAC.org. Tell us about what you're going to do while you're here.
I cannot wait. As you know, Chicago's my hometown. But what I want to know about the College of DuPage, will that show be open to the public also, or is it just college students?
No, it's everybody.
They have an enormous center. They have entertainment every like a few big shows like every night of the week. So it's an amazing place to see dance, comedy, music, theater.
We want them to be there. They
we
have to
do.
Come to the room, goddess. The first 10 people to come there, I will give a hot signed 8x10 to.
Ooh. Well, Amy and I will be number one and number two.
Yes, we will. We will. Hey, everybody, you can call for those tickets. The number is 630-942-4000. That's 630-942-4000. You can also go to our website. We'll have it all linked. Mm-hmm. Go right to the information and to buy tickets. Now, go ahead, Judy.
No, I'm going to give you your pictures for free. And in addition to that, now the number's gone up to 20. I'm giving away 20 signed 8x10s of the Loom Goddess to any fans who come to my show and pay to see the Loom Goddess.
Now, who do you think is a current devotee of the Love Goddess? Like, who would you say I have mentored them well, who we would know, like a famous person? Is anybody doing it right?
yeah, Britney Spears, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, popping them out one right after the other by some trailer trash dud. Yeah. She's definitely not listening to Judaism. She's listening to blue collar TV.
Yeah, why don't you have a TV show, Judy? This is what I want to know.
I am working on it. These pigs need to surrender to Judaism and give me a show.
You need to have...
I'm looking for a love dog, baby. A love dog, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want a guy with a mobile home who has an extra Y chromosome. I want a guy who can retain water in his head and ride me a horsey back like Mr. Ed.
I think you need a... I think
anyway,
you...
ever come back and live in Chicago, I will I'm just warning you, I will either live on Lakeshore Drive or in one of the Marina Towers.
I think you should live in the gayborhood. Why don't you come live in the... Well, the Marina Towers are kind of in the... No, they're not in the gayborhood. They're way down there.
Oh, I would love it. Like the Gold Coast, you mean?
No, like up in where the rainbow flags.
No, in Boys Town, girl. In Boys Town.
I'm Lincoln and Diversity. Is that still Boys Town?
That's kind of Boys Town.
Yeah, it's right at the edge of it. You've got... Oh my God.
You
got
to head a little more toward the water. I was going to say, when you're in town next time, you should call us and we'll do a little web video and we'll go out with you. And
love that. Well, I'm going to be, as you know, I will be there for the College of DuPage on September 30th. And I used to live at a place on Lincoln and Diversity, which the landlord, after living there for 8 years, the landlord goes, I'm turning your apartment into a leather bar. And I go, and what's the problem? Should I have to leave? Hello, pick up the courtesy phone. He was mentholated. So then I moved back to Oak Park, and I lived in Oak Park till I got famous a couple days later. And then, of course, I had to go to New York and film my special and my Diet Dr. Pepper films. And that, in a nutshell, is the little mini history of... My Judaism flight to fame.
Now, Peter was just talking the other day on one of our shows that he was so excited that you were going to be on because he loved your Dr. Pepper commercials much. Are you a Dr. Pepper fan still?
Oh, yes, of course. In fact, people should know they could go to my website and see one of the commercials. Just go click on the video there, and, it's right there.
Good times. The Love Goddess needs a podcast. Judy, we need you. We need you on the internets like this. We need you to make a podcast. You and I need to talk. We need to do this.
I know. I need to have my own radio show.
There you go.
Where you can say anything you want. Not terrestrial radio. Screw that. We want a podcast where you can say everything you feel.
That's right, honey. You are absolutely right. You could not be more correct.
You and Peter could actually do the Love Goddess Japanese show.
Hi.
And that would be really great. I mean, Peter, give us what the intro would kind of be, and then Judy, you'll play a little song. See, we'll create the intro right
here
now.
Here we go. Here
okay,
we go.
Ready?
We'll
go, right Peter.
Now.
Go, Peter.
I already know.
Minasama, konnichiwa. Kore wa Love Goddess no bangumi de gozaimasu. It was Judy Tenuta.
Yeah, I'm the geisha. Poka poka, geisha, poka. Get your feet bound, throw me up and down. I'm your geisha, poka.
It's a hit. See, that's your first
bravo,
show right there.
Bravo, bravo.
Where does Poland and Japan meet?
In the Love Goddess.
In the Love Goddess, where all things meet. It's fantastic.
Honey?
Mm.
I am on fire.
Really? You're on fire where?
What's that?
Where are you on fire? Careful.
Oh, well, we all know. Hello. Candy line.
Everybody, I hope that you will make it out to see Judy Tenuta September 30th at the MAC, College of DuPage, in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. You can check out the website at the MAC, that's mac.org, or you can call 630-942-4000, or just go to our website. We've got it so simple for you, a click of a button right through. And hey, folks, check out your TiVo. You know, you can put in the HBO in September on HBO Comedy to see One Night Stand with Judy Tenuta, and on her website and on we'll link you right there. You will be able to see everything that's going on in the fabulous life in her power of Judaism as she spreads it and takes over global domination, mm-hmm. which is what Peter and I would like to do.
Absolutely.
So we should just all join forces.
Absolutely.
It will work. We just don't know how to play the accordion.
No.
So
Amy and Peter, mm-hmm. the goddess loves you. Oh. And, of course, all my fans, I just want you to come to the College of DuPage and have a party in your pants. Party in your pants. Never will there be such a sassy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance. Have yourself a big, fat party in your pants. Yeah.
Judy Tenuta, yeah. Thanks for being with us.
Okay.
Flop Tart. Yes. From Allie McSqueal. Listen to me. There should be a law. You have to weigh more than the kid you adopt, all right? I'm tired of it. What's going on with that?
Well, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and at iTunes.
And email us at wcmgpromo@aol.com for all giveaways.
The next Queercast, it's only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Ooh, I love it.